read here a portion of Mark 14. What we're about here is what our Lord instituted. It's how we should remember his body, which was represented here in the unleavened bread, a body that was prepared for him, that with it he should work out the perfect salvation of his people, and then the blood, both the body and the blood. There's a lot of times we can get caught up with the events of the Last Supper and forget it's not about the what, but the who. And I would encourage us, by God's grace, to consider the who. That's why we're here. The Lord separated out certain ones, or at least one that was there, about the Passover table. This was the final Passover the Lord would eat. Yet he said in verse 20 of Mark 14, "It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish." It's that sop which they ate the old Passover. And he said, "The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him." It was for this that Christ came, to pay the sin debt written of him. He said, "Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed." So he was clearly signaling out here Judas Iscariot. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Here's a man who had seen Christ with his eyes, walked with him, slept by him, ate with him, and yet was not the Lord's. And he partook of that old Passover. I truly believe, as you read the John's edition, or the way the Spirit directed John to write this, at this point, the Lord said to him, "Whatever thou doest, do quickly." And he got up and left. He went to betray Christ to the Pharisees. The disciples, of course, didn't know what it was. They esteemed that he was going out to pay alms to the poor because he was the treasurer. But now with his disciples around him at this table, that's where we read in verse 22, that they did eat. This is the New Testament now, not the old Passover, the new. Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." So that's the bread that we hold in our hand. When he says, "Take, eat, this is my body," there's some that superstitiously believe that by some incantation of some priest that this actually becomes Christ's body. And that's why they make people come up front and they'll take and place this right on the tongue of each person to make sure that no part ever falls on the ground. Because God forbid that a piece of Christ's body should fall on the ground. Aren't you thankful that that's not what this is? Christ said, "This is my body." It's like a picture. If you want a picture of who I am as God in the flesh, as the God-man, this right here depicts everything. Just like wheat is sown in the ground and raised up and cut down and put in a mill and ground and then put in the fire, roast in the fire. That's all a picture of Christ, the bread of life. That's who we're celebrating here. It's Christ in his person and then also in his work, this cup representing his blood. Now don't think that because Judas went his way that the disciples were any more deserving. It's not for the worthy. We don't partake because we think ourselves worthy. Again, Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. And if anybody for a minute thought that somehow those remaining 11 around that table, that they somehow were better than Judas. You just have to read after Christ had sung a hymn and they went out on the Mount of Olives. Verse 27 of Mark 14 says, "Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, he said, I will go before you into Galilee." Of course, Peter denied it. That was his denial. "No, Lord, that's not going to happen to me." Well, before the cock crowed, he had denied him three times. Let's not think that our partaking is because of any worthiness in us. All of the worthiness is in the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he took the bread. Blessed, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. That's who this is for. It's for those for whom he came and paid the debt. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, not of the old. Under the laws of the Old Testament, he would fulfill all of that, but the new. And he says it's shed for many. Actually, the original is the many. Think of the many sinners that God, in his electing grace purpose, his son should save by his death and has saved. He said, verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. What was that day? What was the day of his resurrection? When he went by those 40 days that he spent going and revealing himself unto those for whom he paid that, wasn't everybody. And he ate and drank with them. When they had sung in him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Let's thank the Lord for the bread and the cup. Gracious Father, I thank you that you've left us such a simple declaration of your person and your work. The unleavened bread and body that was prepared without sin, yet in the cup is shed blood, both require that perfect obedience that you might be a just God and Savior. Oh, may we not take it lightly. May we, in partaking, Lord, see all the worthiness of Christ and nothing in ourselves. And may our eyes be upon him, and all the glory belong to him and him alone. And for that, we give you the praise, honor, and glory in his precious name. Amen.